Video game bang, video game bang, video game bang. Mega Ran. Live from the sack, it's the live, it's a fact. I'm putting rhymes on this track to put my guys on the map. Cause they giving you the latest on everything on your playlist. This bet the safest from basements to greatness. Updates, geek news, tech talk, and reviews. They can summarize it so you ain't gotta breeze through. Listen once and you're forever fans. And I'm not saying it because their theme song features Mega Ram. Might think you fly, but ain't nice as my guys. Got eyes on the prize. So like and subscribe. We back in the booth. I think that they gon' eat this up. The ultimate source of all geek media. Other podcasts, they just don't match up. Need proof? You can check the archives and catch up. Stats off the chain. We have rearranged the game. It'll never be the same. Now it's time to feel
Hear
the
bang. Let us go, everybody. We got a lot to talk about. This one is definitely going to be an exciting show. It's star-studded, industry-filled. Man, I love this group of people because we get on and we're all talking about our time in the biz, you know? And now I feel all insignificant because this crew is all like in games proper, video games. And then I'm just off in my own little esports corner. I don't get to be a part of no big game releases. I don't get to do anything. I can't bribe everybody with game codes. And I got Overwatch League skins. If you guys want to play Overwatch, I can get you some skins.
I'm vibing with the Roadhog skin, dude. That was the hookup right there.
I'm always down for some skins.
I'm back in the game then, everybody. I am back. Speaking of back in the game, Jada, welcome back to the show. You've been away for a couple of weeks crafting your art over there with your new job with IGN. We were talking about some stuff going on back then when you first started. Everything, I think, has cooled down, de-escalated. So how does it feel to start getting settled?
It's awesome. I'm having a blast, you know, actually getting to get in and put my hands in all the different cookie jars and figuring out, you know, where I can help out. And it's great. I'm super excited for a lot of things that I'm already brainstorming for bringing to the community and the world of IGN.
Do you get a chance to chill on the weekends, or are you on like all the time checking forums and in Discords and making sure the community is served and happy?
I mean, I have, like, if there's like a emergency type thing, like an SOS flare goes out, like I check for those, but other than that, I'm not doing a whole lot. I have my weekends to myself. We have volunteer moderators and things like that that help cover the weekends and such like that. So it's not all on me, thankfully.
Good. Get that work-life balance strong. Started early. Mm-hmm. Also joining us on the show, she is a esports marketing professional, comes from the big leagues over there at 2K. Lexi, how you doing? How's life treating you? I'm sure you don't have a lot going on.
What's up? Oh, yeah, sure. You know, life's treating me well. Almost fully recovered from my surgery that I had a few weeks back. Still trying to get used to like lifting a 5-pound weight again and like walking on a mile walk, like the little things, guys. But it's getting there. But as far as work goes, it's been busy, mm-hmm. And interesting, so to say the least. So
well, it's big because we are going to try and talk a little bit later about E3, which I'm sure you guys will have some sort of presence, and we're not going to expect or like look at you. We're just going to, you have a blank face when we get to the E3 segment, no expressions, no nothing, but we're going to try and get everything out of you by the end of this hour. So stay tuned for that. That's going
to
be the
big
thing.
You'll probably have to kill me.
All I want to know is if the Macho Man Randy Savage is going to be in WWE 2K20, whatever, we're on 2K22. That's the one I want. Okay. Just put the Macho Man in it.
Corey, like...
That's all I
your
want.
Dreams, let your dreams be dreams and blah, 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 whatever that phrase.
If he is not in it, I'm gonna be that person on every single tweet that you make on that account.
Oh, my God. Don't be that.
It's going to be my tweet under there saying, okay, cool, no one asked, where's Macho Man?
Oh, my gosh, please don't be that person.
Oh, we know lots of those people. We all every game has one of those people. When is this gonna be fixed? When we get this one thing?
You know what?
When it happens,
you will be the Macho Man Stan.
We're going into the Macho Man Stan. So basically, because we're all in the community space, I heard a story today about he was a community manager, social media person for another team, and they had one person from their city that would comment on everything, just pure hatred for the brand. And the community manager was pretty seasoned, experienced young person, just knew, you ignore it, you keep posting your stuff, like that person will lose steam eventually, like you can't stop them, blocking them only gives them more power, so you know, you just kind of eat it. Well, the superiors were like, we got to change this, can you set up a meeting with this guy, go get lunch with him, go do something, try and explain to him who we are. And he said, what? Excuse me? You want me to go meet a stranger off the internet who does nothing but hate on our brand? What? But that's so true. I remember when I was brand new to my job, whenever we would get negative feedback, I would get, you know, notes from up high like, hey, what is this? Is there a problem? Do we need to deal with this? It's like, no, they are just trolls.
Well, just...
Well, I will say, to the humanizing aspect of it, so you said the guy like constantly did it like... Every day,
like
every
he had
night,
a problem,
I
like he had notifications on and would go to every single post and just post just nonsense.
So to me, like, I don't know, I think that's kind of clever, because from the humanizing aspect, it's like, well, do you want to continue to have this troll that might one day have a million followers? I'm just saying, like, maybe, like, unlikely, but
very
maybe,
unlikely, yeah.
Where he's like trolling them. Or getting, like, your tweets or whatever ratioed? Or do you want to, like, try to settle the score and, like, explain to them, like, on a face-to-face, like, friend to friend, I play this game to level.
Yeah,
like,
some
it's
people,
okay, dude, you know.
Some people aren't just worth it. A few times, and
yeah,
if it's, like,
true,
meaningful.
But
if they're setting notifications to do that, they are a troll. They have nothing better to do. Any successful person you know has a million better things to do and would never be caught doing that, or so I hope. Speaking of trolls, he is our resident butt expert.
There it is!
I could work my entire life and have a successful career shipping the best games in the world, but I will always be known on this podcast as resident butt
the
expert.
Resident
I
butt
absolutely
expert.
Love that.
Anytime you have
Kyle, do you have any new ones today for us?
New what? Bucks?
Not yet. Not that I can think of. I haven't gotten the hookup of the Mass Effect Remastered yet, so I've been able to give that a full playthrough, and I'm not spending $60, and I gotta move soon, so.
So, how are things going in the Psionics world over there? Or Harmonix, I mean. Why did I say Psionics? That's Rocket League. The Harmonix world. Guess what? You know, we were talking about last week peripheral shortages and stuff. After I was searching for my Pokemon cards, I found my toy chest. I opened it up. I have the wireless Sunburst Les Paul guitar, and I have the Thunderbird white one for Rock Band, I think.
Thunderbird.
I don't know. I'll send a picture of it to you later.
Is.
But
okay,
I found my Guitar Hero controllers. How rich am I?
Bro, you could if you want to sell, you could make money. If you want to hop in some multiplayer with me, that works too. whatever floats your boat, dude.
I didn't check the consoles. I think they were Xbox though.
That might be it. Yeah, it also could be for like 360 as opposed to like the latest one. So it could just be like,
yeah, just hack
you
want
to play Rock Band 2 here?
Just hack
you
it.
Hook it up to the computer though.
I don't think so. I remember people tried to do that back in the day, and
some
it didn't work.
Some can, some can't. It's a whole ass process, dude.
I gotta go
it's
on
so
Craigslist and find someone to jailbreak my Guitar Hero.
Yeah, right. There's a whole market
heard
for that.
That term in forever. Okay, Boomer.
Yeah.
There's Corey Boomer Bowman.
Is it really?
Jailbreak your iPod Touch, dude.
I haven't heard that in years. I remember hearing that in like college, high school, like, yeah, let's jailbreak our phones and put the coolest like emulators on it and
yep,
like, make it all cool.
Can't
like
run the Game Boy
like,
Color emulator without jailbreaking it.
Well, I think jailbreaking is still a thing. Like, I've
it's still
I've
a thing. Yeah,
is it called?
I still hear it.
Really? I haven't heard that term in forever.
Is it just
I think people
just
kind of gotten fed up with the process and not getting their warranty because they want to buy a new iPhone in a year when their iPhone craps out. And so, like, you can't void your warranty or whatever and jailbreaking it, I guess.
Speaking of which, this episode is brought to you by T-Mobile. Hooking me up right here with that iPhone Pro Max 12. Living that life. Thank you to T-Mobile for that. And then also thank you to Drew in the TARDIS, who has a subscriber streak on our Twitch.tv for 48 months. He's been to this channel. Holy crap. He's seen some stuff. Drew has seen some things on this show. Things he can't unsee.
He's heard some things.
And the new poggers. Yeah. We're the new poggers.
So, thank you for Drew and the TARDIS really becoming a long-term member of our VGB family. I think Drew and the TARDIS has even been to one of our Christmas parties, if I remember correctly. Stand-up gentleman out here in the Sacramento area. But let's start getting into some news. And let's start because, you know, I'm just in my own little esports world over here. Let's start with the esports news because it was big. It was big news to wake up to. The group or the team TSM, Team Solo Mid, mostly known for their insane League of Legends streak of championships that they had, made a deal with a company called FTX for naming rights, which is something not brand new to the space. And it's been coming up more recently, like Shopify has a Rocket League team and it's called like Shopify Dragons or something like that.
And you can't forget about the 5-Hour Energy Detroit Renegades.
Yeah.
Overwatch team for a couple of years.
Back. Why would you do that? 5-Hour Energy Renegades. There was we've seen there's been more of these popping up. Actually, Energy has one because we have a partnership with the General Car Insurance, and so our Rocket League team is officially the General Energy or Energy the General. I can't remember, but you know, so this is common, but usually, you know, they're sizable deals, but not this big. This is huge. This goes over the entire organization, not just one team. This is there forever or for the next 10 years. Got to be known as what is it? TSM FTX.
TSM FTX. Yeah,
that's the name of the group. TSM FTX. All their teams with there within are supposed to be called TSM FTX, and the deal was for $210 million. That's massive.
In December, TSM was valued at $410 million, which is ridiculous.
How?
For esports teams. I just win a lot, I guess, dude.
That doesn't make sense to me. I would love to see how those evaluations make sense. You would think I would know, but I just don't see it from where I sit. I mean, I see, you know, what teams they have, how expensive those players are, you know, what the viewership is. I mean, I guess they pull in big sponsors, right? But
yeah, it's all about sponsorships, branding, marketing. It's all of that.
It's probably also content creators that are pulling in on the side too. You don't like add that into the equation, but yeah.
Yeah.
Content creators.
They have a lot of big names in Valorant, a lot of big names in League of Legends. Don't know who else, like what other big names they have. They have like Myth, who's a pretty big streamer, but like
that's the thing, like other organizations have much bigger entertainment presence, or you know, like or content presence. They have Team Solo Mid is a legendary, been around forever, like a legacy team that has tons of crazy double lift people that go through, you know, and like you had said, they had TSM Zero for a minute. Like they were like elites, you know, they were the jocks. They had those little, those cool jackets, you know, they would walk around with. But that's massive for them. And from what I heard or read, I think the deal is all done in crypto as well.
Oh, I didn't know about that. That is interesting.
Yeah, that is.
Because it's a crypto company, the FTX company.
Yeah.
What have you heard or read about this one, Kyle?
There's the interesting like follow up, which I found was to be the more interesting one. So like, what are the two most popular games that TSM is in right now? League of Legends is their number one. They have a massive, massive following there.
Will always be, yeah.
And then behind that, like in the last year, TSM has been been one of the highest like Valorant teams in the like in NA specifically. They were kind of, they're still probably about top eight, top five, but they were at one point early on the best team. And what is interesting about that is Riot has said, yeah, about that whole FTX thing, no thank you. They just said no, because they have a rule against, I can't tell if it's a rule against specifically cryptocurrency.
I think it might be just against like financial institutions, because I know a few other games out there have strict guidelines, like they don't want to be sponsored by any banks. It's automatic, right? No go. Like if you're trying to run an event with their game and you try and bring a bank on, they'll say no, you can't have that one. And then there's other, it's kind of like gambling categories for some games. Like
yeah, that was the thing that a lot of CSGO teams had, is like esports bet, you know, bet.gg. like I think it was Navi at one point had something like that, or like Astralis had something like that. Like a lot of the biggest teams had like gambling sites and or currency exchange sites as their top like name sponsor.
But that was in specifically CSGO, you know.
Yes, that was in CS, and I think
that's the Wild West, and it was run by people who would be more into gambling and drinking, and, you know, it's different.
And so yeah. I think Riot is avoiding that. The quote was, as a result, TSM's new naming convention and FTX brand placement on TSM jersey will not apply to the LCS or other Riot esports in North America. So LCS, which is, I believe that's where TSM, I think they're still NA unless they moved or anything like that. And then NA Valorant, same thing. Can't do anything there. Unlucky. So it is kind of ironic that they spent, like, I would really hope that was a thing that they knew about ahead of time, and maybe FTX didn't understand how significant of a piece of the pie League and Valorant is for this team. I swear to God, it's probably like 40 to 50% of their, like, at least of their, like, total income and revenue and you know, clicks and all sorts of stuff. Like, otherwise that would be hilarious to like have this deal all blow up because like your, you know, biggest two teams can utilize this new naming thing, which this company paid $200 million for.
Yeah, I think the where it's going to be okay is, I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think if you watch an RLCS broadcast, it's going to say the general energy. I think, you know, as far as all intents and purposes go, you know, it's just going to be energy, and they don't really regulate the jerseys in that one quite yet. And even if they did, it's we're still in that online phase to where everyone's at home just wearing sweats and playing anyways. So there's not really like, so I think maybe hopefully they'll still be able to base content around it. If you go to those players' Twitter pages, you'll probably see it
absolutely
on
their Twitters and stuff. I think it's just on like official broadcasts probably.
Which is kind of a miss, but then as soon as you go to that online experience, it's still coming from a Twitter account called TSM RTX, and they're still going to have the RTX play of the game and, you know, whatever other sponsored assets they got.
Yeah, so looking at like Wardell, who's their star Valorant player, he's got TSM FTX Wardell on his thing, so on his like Twitter banner. So
they're all quick,
they're probably gonna have it on their streams as well. And like they have a pretty big stream presence, like even for their individual players. Like they have Myth, who's not like a competitor, but he streams pretty well. But like a lot of their whole Valorant team is like top 10 in the streaming at the moment.
Yeah. It's big. It's a big deal. It's a positive sign. I think, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen in the esports landscape, but it's good to see people out there still thriving and making money and stuff, that there's a successful model. Everyone's going to take a different path. And, you know, the rising tide brings up all the boats as far as I'm concerned. Because, you know, like we said, esports is pretty small when you think about the entire landscape of how massive gaming is. Esports is just a tiny little blip in there.
And it gets you great things like McDonald's sponsorships.
Hey, let's go. You know, I'll talk about that for a minute, too, because San Francisco Shock, my team, did announce their McDonald's sponsorship this last week. And
nice.
Reception was amazing. It's so cool because it's a regional thing. It's not like corporate McDonald's. It's not like Ronald McDonald is going to be, you know, on the bench for us or showing up to matches. But it's our area, like Northern California, So it's like a regional deal, and it's super cool. They've been amazing to work with, and the fans all responded so well. Like, I think it's that esports little man mentality to when, you know, when you see recognition coming in from a major brand, you know, love them or hate them, you know, it's McDonald's. So when they're sponsoring an esports team, you go, whoa, that legitimizes this whole thing we're kind of into. And it's so exciting. So I can't wait to do more stuff. And, you know, it's a lot of responsibility. I take it as a lot of responsibility working with a McDonald's, because if they come into the space and they're trusting us with this money to help promote and reach our, you know, collective goals, there's pressure there. Because if I fuck it up and McDonald's is like, oh, esports sucks, and they don't go on, it's like, I failed my whole industry. Right. I didn't just fail my my team. So we got to make some good content. We got to come up with some good pitches, get them feeling nice and good, and crush things out of the park. But that's just kind of like where the scene's at, I think. Like, you know, we're still small, so when we get these opportunities, can't miss your one shot.
Just waiting for the San Francisco Shock Happy Meal toys.
Oh my god.
That was the first thing I said. I said Happy Meal toys. I don't even care if it's one store for like an hour. I will make the toys myself if I have to. Like,
pour the plastic molds in your garage. I don't give a
I will buy a 3D printer and just go to town, make some super toys. The next thing, let's get into June is, of course, Pride Month. You see a lot of different companies, organizations, people out there, you know, they'll put out their statements, add cool things to the game. It's good. It's fun. And Injustice, the great Ed Boon brainchild where they mixed it's the Mortal Kombat with DC character games, right? There's no Mortal Kombat characters.
Mortal
right,
Kombat. Right? I think like they might like Scorpion, I think, made an appearance in Justice too, but yeah, this is primarily focused on the DC heroes and villains.
They said, let's celebrate Pride Month by taking a bisexual character and incentivizing all of our fans to beat the shit out of her as many times as possible. How is this real life? How does that make it from
kind of branding? what like down the pipe hole?
They really wanted to live up to their namesake. Like, you know what? Let's do a real Injustice.
Look at that. Injustice living up to its name. Wow.
Well, Lexi, at least I'm never working for that.
Lexi, how does this make it to someone's brain, to someone pushing the button to send the code?
Like, I'm trying to, like, physically, like, and mentally, like, think of how this even, like, got past every single person. Like, when you think of, like, corporations and stuff, I mean, think about it. There's, like, teams for everything, right? And, like, literally there's, like, the higher level. Like, they'll be like, okay, this is go time, you know? But, like, how did it pass through your whole team? Like, that messaging, you know what I mean? Like, y'all didn't think once, like, wait, or somebody on the team didn't think once, like, that's, And also to that point, like, I know a lot of people have been making it, like, a point to have, like, mental health on all these teams and making sure, like, if you think something's wrong or not right with, like, a subject matter before it goes out, like, making it okay for you to step up and say, like, that's not okay, even if it's to higher-ups, because, like, I know that was, like, shunned upon a few years back, but now people are trying to make it, like, more, like, welcoming, acceptable. Like, it's okay to do it, because, like, you could stop example A from happening if you stepped up and said, like, hey, like, this doesn't sound right, and this is why, and yeah, this is wrong, or whatever the case is, and, like, have your, like, sleigh of, like, messaging or whatever you think it should be. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know, because there's, like, different steps. There's literally, like, okay, here's the core team or whatever the case is. We're going over it. Okay, we think it's okay. The next team, okay, like, or whatever, the graphics or whatever. Let's say, for example, okay, this looks great on paper. Let's give it to the next team. All the way up the food chain until it gets to execs where they're, like, okay, yep, that looks great. Let's put it out there. You know, like, How did it pass that what, many people?
That's a good. How do you think it passed, Jada? Oh. You hadn't heard from you on this one yet. What you are with IGN, so I'm sure this story did not escape you. What was your take? How does this happen? How does this go from idea to code?
I think it's a simple thing that the team has. Let's first point out this is Injustice 2 mobile, so this isn't like the actual console game. So it's a separate teams, which is probably a smaller team. And probably less steps for catching this. Not defending them by any means necessary. It's still, the buck stops with somebody still. But at the same time, they've done these challenges before. They've done these takedown challenges for other characters. But they were just completely tone deaf in this situation of picking a LGBTQ character for Pride Month. And like, it's just... It baffles me and a lot of people on the internet, like, how do you not just have us play as the LGBTQ characters and celebrate their strength instead of, you know, beating them up? Like, it's just, I cannot believe it. Like, it's, I don't know how it got past everybody.
Well, then you have them beat up Batman and then you get people all upset, you know, that they're beating up, you know, the other. So it's just like, everyone's going to be upset.
Orphans.
Yeah, you're beating up an orphan at that point. So orphans are going to rise up. So it's like, it's crazy.
I think if they honestly would have done beat Poison Ivy any other month other than Pride Month and be giving out rewards for it during Pride Month, I think it would have been fine because you would have just been, or as long as you're not doing it during Women's Month either. Like, as long as you're not, it's not during one of those months where we're supposed to be celebrating these people, you're in the clear. But as soon as you start, you know, whether you realize it or they realize it or not, they are fueling vitriol on the internet and towards these people, fueling hate at people in these communities.
Yeah.
You know, and you've got to own that. And I'm glad they at least owned up to it and are making changes supposedly, but damage is done.
Yeah, it's not only that they were incentivizing violence against that that person. Like, it's even worse.
It's one of those things that says either one or both of these things. That either you don't have a culture of what Lexi was talking about in allowing people to state when something is like, this doesn't feel right, there's something weird about this, maybe we should reconsider. Or B, you don't have a diverse enough team of people who have different backgrounds and mindsets to know that this is a weird thing. If every single person on the team said yes to this, you need different people on your team. If you have a completely homogenous viewpoint on a thing, you're not doing you're doing a disservice to your player base by not having... Yeah, you're doing an injustice to your player base.
Okay, it was funny once, Kyle. You don't got to work it in there every single time.
That was Jada's. I'll give her credit for that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But like, it's one of those things where like you need different people from different backgrounds of different like everythings to be able to give differing opinions on these things and be able to be like, this feels weird to me, and like, oh, okay, well, if it feels weird to you, it's probably going to feel weird to, I don't know, journalists and players and a bunch of people on the internet, and like...
Yep. Just...
Yep.
Well, they figured it out. They put an end to it. If you go to their Twitter, it's got, you know, the rainbow profile picture. It's got the rainbow on the on the Twitter banner and everything, so... They're remorseful, maybe. I don't know. It kind of gets into that thing where, and I saw a lot of, I don't even know where I stand on it, but we all run brand accounts. You know, anytime a brand puts out support for almost anything, whether it's, you know, Pride or Black Lives Matter or anything, you know, you step out for, there's always those comments of brand account just putting this out, you know, for impressions. And it kind of feels like, you know, was this them just trying to farm impressions and get hype, or was their heart in the right place, but they just didn't have, you know, the right direction or leadership? Like, that, it kind of seems like if you had this thing and then you put that all on your banner and your profile picture, I don't know what it says about you.
It's it's one of those, it's called pink washing. It's just like, you know, any type you know, whitewashing, whatever washing. It's anytime you're doing something just for show, to be like, just to be a part of the conversation, you're not actually trying to help or put anything, any type of gains into that community and assistance to that community. You're just trying to ride the wave that a lot of corporate America does. And it's unfortunate that it works out that way, but a lot of, you know, that's how a lot of corporations go about it.
And it's something to do with, like, if you're gonna, you know, talk the talk, you have to, like, walk the walk or, like, do the action as well. And so, like, this is the case of, like, yes, you can have rainbow branding, but, like, if you're also gonna do stuff like this, people are gonna call you out for being a hypocrite. Like, if you are gonna have a rainbow banner but you also give money to anti-LGBTQ plus groups, like, you're gonna be called a hypocrite. People know this kind of shit. People can see through the BS. And so that's why, like, if you're gonna take that step, if you're gonna, you know, wear that badge, you have to be able to, like, be genuine about it, because people will know and people will see through and people will roast your ass on the internet.
It kind of, as a contrast to this story, the follow-up we had was that Apex Legends is giving out free badges in celebration of Pride Month. So all you got to do is log in anytime this month and you unlock it for free. Just go straight into your inventory. Valorant, I think, did something similar.
And
go ahead.
Yeah, specifically, like, they have, there's always, like, the and what was the game that just came out, the Knockout City? They have, like, different Pride dodgeballs you can have too, and you can knock someone out in the face with a rainbow dodgeball if you want. But, like, yeah, those certain in-game ones are pretty cool. But I think what was rad about the Valorant one especially is they have all the different types of flags as well. So whatever you identify with or are, or just want to show support for, you can do that. And I think that's super duper rad. And it seems like,
too, right? They have different skins that you can,
I do, wouldn't,
right?
Be surprised if they do it for Valorant, they probably do it for League. But I think as well, they did, they're not just doing the one thing. They're also, like, did, like, a little video thing about, like, you know, talking to different people on the team about what this means to them. Because, like, one of the things to discuss in regards to, like, Pride branding is this a corporate decision, or is this a, within the company, the representatives of the LGBTQ plus community are like, yo, I would like to do this thing. I feel like we should do this thing. Like, Harmonix especially, we are, like, that is one thing that we pride ourselves on, pun intended.
Oh my gosh, dude, you are on fire.
I'm on fire today, dude. but, like, that's the one thing we, like, pride ourselves on, is being, you know, very well represented within that community, and we want to show that and let that show, you know, on the outside and be unabashedly who we are. So I think that that's an important thing to do, is, like, it's not just some suit telling us, well, studies do show that, you know, appealing to the gay kids is, like, no, like, this is who we are, and we're, like, showing it outwardly, which is, I think that that's where you can feel the genuineness from Respawn, as opposed to the possible ingenuineness from other places.
Have any of you watched Mythic Quest yet on Apple TV?
I watched the first, like, I'm three quarters of the way through the first season, but I lost my access to it, so it's
well, so you logic. See, thanks to T-Mobile, the leader in 5G, when you get the new iPhone, you get a year's worth of Apple TV.
There you go.
And that's all I wanted, was to watch Mythic Quest. And it has not disappointed. The writing is so good. In fact, the last episode was about the underrepresentation of women in video games. And it was done very well. Like, it was written to pretty very true to the industry. And it's got, like, Ashley Burch in there, who I was not expecting. So you feel, like, that extra sense of, like, oh, wow, this really is for gamers by gamers, when you got, you know, people who came up in, you know, from YouTube, and I don't know, it feels really raw and authentic, and it kind of pulls at your heartstrings on some of those episodes. So if you're not watching it, I highly recommend it, especially if you're in the video game industry. Pirate it if you have to. Just kidding. But, you know, you do what you got to do to watch this freaking show. Anybody else got anything to say on that? Because I know, you know, as everybody in here is kind of a community manager, a lead for some company, it fires you up.
And I think that the one thing I'll say that's probably going around a lot of communities is a lot of people are misunderstanding why there's so much anger at the studio that did this. And it's not like people in the LGBTQ community aren't angry that we are about it, the fact that, you know, we're beating up a character. Because, I mean, it's a fighting game. You're going to have to fight the character. It's the fact that you chose to beat up. That the goal is to incentivize beating up on those types of, on the characters in the community. It's the incentivizing is the issue with it.
Yeah.
So that's all I have. That's my last 2 cents.
I'll just say, if you work for any company, especially in the gaming space, like, I feel like you should feel okay to step up and say, you know, no, you know, when appropriate. And if you don't feel okay, like, even if it's after a call or whatever the case is, if you need to go on the side and tell somebody, like, hey, I really wasn't feeling that because of XYZ during this meeting, I think, like, it's important to try to start that conversation, because if you don't, then things like this will happen. And just making sure, like, moving the foot forward from this, like, to keep that in mind whenever you're working on projects and stuff.
100% true. Like, even though it may be tough and it may rub people the wrong way, and even if they don't listen to you, at the end of the day, you were right. You told them you did your part, and you could wash your hands clean saying you did everything you could to make sure this travesty didn't happen. And then people take notice of that, you know? So it's like, oh, well, actually, you know, Lexi was saying we should not have done that thing. She actually has a good sense on these. Maybe we should run an idea by her before we, you know, pop off with something dumb. So just fight for your rights. Stick up. Do what you got to do. I pride myself on doing that at my company. Like, I wasn't popular in the man in the room, and there'd be sometimes they'd want to leave me out because I'd bring a little bit of a negative or, you know, hypercritical thing. But in the end, you know, if you have everybody in the room saying yes and not one person kind of questioning what you're doing at all times, you know, are you really doing the right thing? You know, and that's how you can make these mistakes, because, you know, clearly they didn't have enough people in the room from different, you know, ways of life or ways of thinking to say no. And they were just gung ho. This is a great idea. This is amazing. This is the best idea we ever had, you know, and it comes out and then everyone's like, I don't know, man, how could we have predicted that? You know, maybe consulting with people from that community, maybe hiring more people from within that community could really, you know, be good, a good change. Let's talk about more money stuff, because we talked about FTX spending money, but now we want to save you some money. And we are in June, which means the Epic Mega Sale is back. If you're looking to, this is similar to the Steam Summer Sale. And I would say, like, in the quality of deals, that's pretty accurate. So looking at it, you automatically get a $10 off coupon just for logging into Epic, which is cool. I think they do something like the game has to be a minimum of $10. So you don't just grab a completely free game. It's got to be like $11 and you spend one. But some of the deals that they got going on are pretty good. So Cyberpunk 2077. Which, are the bugs worked out on that? How bad is that game currently?
I think they're finding their code base on sale on the internet now, so it's still not great from what I've heard.
Jada, when's the last time you played? Is this game, like, polished yet, or is it still pretty rough?
I deleted it off my hard drive in December, I want to say. Like, December, January, I deleted it off my hard drive. When you step off of a couch and you die from a random bug, like, I'm just, it's unplayable for me.
That's, yeah.
You lost your chance. Well, if you want to try it, take a chance on discount. It's only $47 in the Epic Store right now. Is that low enough?
Right? They also, like, I think recently had, like, a tweet or a post or something about, like, they're backing up their plan of pushing out different stuff, too. So I think that made people unhappy as well. So
yeah. I think the report, didn't a report just come out? Like, their quarter one profits were, like, way down. Like, they were, shocker, right?
Lexi, do you have Cyberpunk yet? And what is that price?
I do, but I have not played it.
Oh, so you paid full price and you haven't even loaded it up?
No, I have loaded it up, but I just haven't.
Okay.
I'm waiting for, I'm waiting for the actual PS5 version to release. When that PS5 version releases, which is supposed to be August, probably not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
But that's when I'm going to load it back up. When the actual PS5 version loads up, then I'll re-download. I'll spend my precious internet download cap space to re-download it.
Waiting on that official, like, everything's in the game, like, you can download it and play it and actually enjoy, like, throughout the game process. Same.
Other major games that are going to be on sale, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, which I have that one, too. I have not played. I feel bad because I really want to play that one. On sale for $44. Kingdom Hearts 3, Remind.
Hey, let's go.
Only 40 right there. So if you're trying to get into that one. Grand Theft Auto, one of the best-selling games in history, on sale. Normally $30, only $16. And then keep that in mind, if you have that $10 discount, you're getting GTA, the new GTA, the current GTA.
Only
for $6.
8 years old.
It's $6, yeah.
Here's a game I absolutely shat on for many months is on sale, and it is still way too expensive. Death Stranding on sale for $23.99. That game they need to pay me $23.99 before I play that game.
I did enjoy like the first like 10 hours or so I put into it, but after that I was like I can't play this walking simulator anymore.
It's therapeutic.
Like, you sit there, you can is it like a nice soundtrack, like, because I could get into that maybe if it's therapeutic. Like.
Not really. No, it's not really. It's kind of just more. It's more of just like, you're just making deliveries. But every time you go out to make a delivery, if it starts raining,
you fucked.
Oh well.
It's one of those games where enjoy like monotonous games, like monotonous tasks, like, and that does exist. Like, if you're one of those people who likes playing House Flipper or Power Washing Simulator or like those sorts of whatevers.
Wait, a power washer simulator?
I'm down for that, actually.
That sounds cathartic. It's like watching those videos where they crush things with the hydraulic press. Like,
my god.
Hydraulic press channel.
One of the missions in the power washer simulator is you actually have to wash the Mars rover on Mars.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah. But how you get back, I have no idea. There's no spaceship there.
Yeah.
That's we'll the just final boss.
Belief there.
Just drop you off. Like, thanks.
Other ones. This one I already bought on sale. Borderlands 3, $19. With that $10 gift card, I got it for less than $10. My friend David, who just got back started into PC gaming, I've been playing with him, and so that's like our big planned playthrough. So we're going to get that one all set up and run through. I'm excited about that one. Lexi, 2K was all up in this sale because 2K, we talked about a couple weeks ago, was free. 2K21. Are there any other that are on sale right now that you recommend? Any 2K classics?
Off the top of my head, I don't know the list that's on sale. I'll just tell everybody to go and try to buy any games.
Well, the Borderlands 3 one is there enough. Like,
I know Borderlands.
That's a good deal.
And that's a great game. I love Borderlands and the entire series so far. So, like, you guys should for sure get that and try it out.
I'm looking forward
to it.
You
haven't already.
Bazillions.
And again, like Corey said, like, it's a $10 gift card or $10 coupon that you can use. So
yeah. Other ones are Hades on sale. That was not that big of a deal.
I need to get that one. It's not a big deal. It's already a pretty cheap game, but like, I've only heard phenomenal things about it. It was like Game of the Year nominee at the Game Awards.
It won Game of the Year for a lot of places.
Here's one of close to my heart, Tony Hawk Pro Skater, the remix, on sale for $25. Currently, normally $40. That was worth every bit of nostalgia rush. I remember just loading up the sodas and playing that game. So I think you should do that too. Rage 2, $14.99, usually $60. I don't know why that one is still $60.
I got that one for free. They had that as a free game a couple weeks back. So that one's just in my library waiting for me to be bored.
Watch Dogs Legions, only $30 right now. That seems like that one's still kind of relevant. Is that old? Is that the one where you can play as a grandma?
Yeah, and they just announced they're doing a like Legion of the Undead expansion. So like, there's gonna be like zombie hordes and stuff like that
in Watch Dogs.
In Watch Dogs, yeah.
Yeah,
I think if you build your whole sequel off playable grandmas, you kind of got to rethink what you're bringing to the game, because that was a little... I knew that one was going to wear its welcome pretty quick.
They've kind of jumped the shark. It just kind of feels like... But...
How do you feel about that one, Jada?
About Watch Dogs?
Yeah.
Honestly, I got it on my PS5. I loaded it up and I turned it off to play something else before like the opening cutscene. It's not really at Watch Dogs. It's just I was like, you know what? I'm not feeling playing this right now. I want to play Apex or something else. And so I was like, I didn't want to invest the time into, I don't know, their world at the time. So I'll eventually go back and play it, but. To be honest, the first one totally underwhelmed me. The second one was decent, had a lot better of a protagonist, but I don't know. We'll have to see if it can warrant some actual time in my clock.
Tons of great games, so check it out, Epic Game Store. I keep saying, everyone always likes to say, oh man, Xbox Games with Gold or Games Pass, that's the best thing you can do with your money. That's the best deal in gaming. No. Epic Games giving you a free game every single week, that's the best deal, especially when they're good ones. I discovered so many great games on there. Ape Out, a game I would have never found. Horus, another indie game like I would have never found or played without that. So many great games. I felt like obligated to give them my money, especially when sales come around, just because they've given me so much value. I have a better collection from collecting free games off of Epic the last year and a half, 2 years, than I do on Steam of buying games. So... please, if you are a PC gamer or thinking about just log in once per week, get your free code and move on. Among Us a few weeks ago, it's awesome. So the last thing we're going to leave you with, and this was kind of broke a little bit earlier in the week, but E3 confirmed a bunch of information coming about who's going to be there, who's not going to be there. Who wants to take this one? Because this is the one where I don't know what I'm talking about. What's the big announcements? What am I looking forward to?
I mean, I can take lead. There's been a lot of showcases over the last week or so. You know, we've gotten to see the new Horizon Zero Dawn, Forbidden West. We got to see Far Cry 6. There's other ones I'm sure I'm missing that were throughout the last week. But coming up, starting next Thursday, Jeff Keighley and IGN were doing a kickoff show, like a live pre-show where we're going to be talking about things. Friday, there's a Netflix Geeked Week, which is going to be talking fantasy, sci-fi, comic books, anime, all around geeky entertainment. So that'll be pretty cool. Just to see, didn't we talk, 2 weeks ago about Netflix getting into games?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there it's we
baby
go, right?
Steps in.
Baby steps for them to, like, kind of put their name on stuff. Let's see. On Saturday the 12th is like the first day, the actual first day of E3, I believe. And that is starting with Ubisoft, and Gearbox is apparently doing something that day. Sunday, we've got Xbox and Bethesda, which are one in the same now.
That's going to be interesting to see what they, since taking two of, in my opinion, the shows that I was always look most forward to each year and throwing them together, there's got to be a lot of expectations on there, and I hope it's more than just all of the legacy titles they're going to be doing, putting on the Games Pass or something, which I'm pretty sure they've already done.
No, go ahead, Kyle.
I was going to say, I'm hoping for some amount of news on the new games that they announced like 2 years ago, at least. Like, they announced Starfield, but we have nothing. It's been complete radio silence from then, and I'm massively curious because that is a genuinely new IP from the studio that hasn't created a new IP in 20 years. That'll be cool. So
honestly, I'm not expecting Starfield or Elder Scrolls 6 to like 2025 to 2030, and at that point, what's the point?
That's true.
We'll be in that time. We will be in the future spaceships by the time this fucking game comes out.
Corey, you will be worrying about Mara in junior high and high school at that point.
That's scary. All right, let's talk about some exciting stuff. Keep your eye on Lexicam and see if her face twitches every time we talk about rumors, because I heard that the cover athlete for 2K wrestling is going to be Macho Man Randy Savage.
heard it's going to be Hulk Hogan.
Corey will always live this dream. Oh my
I rolled. She's like a stone.
She's like a rock. Her face did not even move. So she's either really good at lying, or I need to write more angry letters to her company.
Oh my God. Request. Corey, please don't be that person.
But another real rumor is the Nintendo Switch Pro might be a thing. I don't know. It's got to be, right? This thing's got to happen.
I think I'm putting money on Nintendo not announcing it out of spite. Just because everybody's like, Nintendo Switch Pro, like, every day. Where is it?
Yeah.
Nintendo is one that plays by their own deck of cards.
They
deal the cards as they want to deal them. They're like Blizzard in that aspect. Kind of like, we'll release it whenever we feel like announcing it and releasing it. So, but yeah. And Nintendo will be closing down the show, so we have the longest to wait to hear if there is going to be a Switch Pro or anything they're going to do for Nintendo. That's not till the following, what is that, Sunday? Or Monday, I think it is. No, it's the following Tuesday. Yeah.
Call me old-fashioned, but I don't think we need a Switch Pro. I think the current Switch is super trendy. I think it does fine on its graphics. Who really needs 4K display on this thing?
The only reason I see for upgrading to a newer Switch is if they're going to fix the other things that are inherently behind on the current Switch. You know what I mean? The graphics resolutions, the RAM, the online net code. Like, I need all of that to be upgraded if I'm going to reinvest in a...
Give me a PS5 that plays Nintendo Switch games.
Exactly.
Well, yes. How about the big payoff to months of speculation when they were teasing us that Nintendo and Xbox are going to have some sort of collaboration? You know, they've been real friendly to each other. Like, John Spector or whatever will be doing a video from Xbox, and you'll see a Switch on the, you know, background of his table, you know, and that could just be like them sending like a little, hey, we see you, we're friends, or it could be a little sneak of things to come. So they're like, oh, did you notice 6 months ago he had a Switch on the, that's because Microsoft did that with the Nintendo, with the X, right? Like, if you watch his video 3 years ago, there's the first prototype for the Xbox Pro Series X on his back table. So I would like to see that. Xbox Games Pass coming to Switch. What do you think they could have in store? Mario crossing over with Master Chief. What do you want to see, Jada?
I don't know if there is any Xbox exclusives or mascots that I want to see crossover into Nintendo properties. For me, it's just Xbox doesn't really bring enough to the table other than the infrastructure and third-party support.
What? Do you hear this blasphemy?
Don't get me wrong. I love Halo. I love Halo. I enjoyed Gears. What else is there?
Doom Man?
Yeah.
Doom that is a Bethesda.
Which is owned by...
That's buying into stuff. Like what have they done originally besides Halo? And I mean,
Perfectly Dark.
Technically,
Perfect Dark is rare.
Which is owned by
Microsoft. It was originally a Nintendo.
Microsoft even got Battletoads.
Was originally going to be on the Apple, dog. What do you mean?
They got Battletoads. They could give
It's just for me, like, honestly, like, I don't really see a reason. With owning a nice PC, I don't ever see a reason in owning an Xbox.
That's true.
Anymore.
Except for the Games Pass. That's why, you're 100% right. I don't think I'll buy the next Xbox or the Xbox after that because Games Pass exists and I could play it on my computer. Like, it's...
Oh, Corey, you forgot Gears.
Gears, see, thank you.
Gears. I said Halo and I said Gears.
It's
on PC.
Right. But like, when has Microsoft done when was the last Gears game we cared about? When was the last Halo game we cared, like, genuinely cared about? I have not cared since Halo 3.
Okay. You know what I need them to make? Another Dance Central. I cared about that.
Dance Central? That's us. We're Dance Central.
That's harmonics.
I love Dance Central. Like, I loved it. I loved the difficulty. I loved how hard the moves were. Like, I also like Just Dance, too, from Ubisoft. But I felt like Just Dance was more of a, like, family-friendly oriented, like, everybody can get up and groove at any time, where Dance Central is like, yeah, I'm in my zone, like, trying to learn all these moves. Like, I need y'all to make another Dance Central.
I feel like I could take Dance Central dances out to the club and actually get away with
that. Exactly. I did. I literally was in the club like, hey, this is the dance from this song. You know, I got you.
Like, exactly. Whereas like Just Dance is like dances you might see at a wedding for people who don't regularly dance.
Yo, I'm gonna clip this and send it to my bosses.
I either need another Dance Central, which I really loved. I don't know how y'all would make it happen, but I need that, or I need DDR, and I need to know how to do it on PC or something. Like, I've heard people saying you can get the mat DDR and like cook it up, and Dance Revolution. Come on.
I still have my dance pad and stuff. That's one thing. One thing I will say that has kept me owning an Xbox is the backwards compatibility. That is the one thing that Xbox has over all its competitors right now. Because to Lexi's point, I can plug in my Dance Dance Revolution pad, pop in my 360 Dance Dance Revolution disc, and go to town. Like, that is one thing that I can't get from other my consoles. Like, I'm frustrated because I want to go back and play Final Fantasy 13 right now, but I can't pop my PS3 disc into my PS4 or my PS5. I have to literally hook up my PS3 to do it, which I still have, but
I had DDR on PlayStation, like PS2, so I can't use my stuff.
just to kind of go back to the Starfield thing, Jason Schreier put out a tweet that says, "Let me make this very clear. Bethesda's plan is to tease a release date for Starfield at E3. That date is in late 2022. I'll leave the specifics to them, but please keep your expectations in check and refrain from sending death threats when other rumors turn out to be false." That's a pretty confident tweet. So, you know, I think late 2022 is earlier than I expected to see this game. So,
yeah,
I think we get a cinematic.
Maybe like a broad strokes of like the worlds.
Give me the vibe. Give me a color, a smell. I don't like just something. Give me like a sound effect. I don't care. Like, just, I want to know what the hell this is. Cause it's like, I know what Fallout is. I know what the Elder Scrolls is. I need some concrete stuff from there, but like, I'm just like, what's the vibe here? Like, what are y'all thinking?
Are we steampunk?
I feel like even with his tweet, like, I wouldn't have, I don't know. I feel like that's risky to just put that out there like that, very confident. Like, if I was him, I wouldn't even have done that probably. Like, I'm one of those people who like love huge surprises. So even if it's like the beginning of the game and then it loads up presented by, and then it's like the logo, everybody's gonna go wild because they're like, yeah, finally. Like, I wouldn't even like say like expectation, like now I'm waiting for it to around that date, and if it doesn't happen, then now we're coming back to you like, you remember that time that you tweeted that one tweet.
I think he posted that just because regards of the whole drama around the God of War 2 delay that got announced. Mm-hmm. And like, there, people start sending death threats to people on the team at God of War or at Santa Monica Studios, which is stupid. I don't know who in their mind thought God of War was coming out this year when they haven't shown a trailer, they haven't released the official title. Like, we've all been believing it's going to be called Ragnarok, but nothing has been confirmed or shown or anything. When was the last time you saw a game come out with no marketing or showing of anything? I think Bethesda did it with what was it, Fallout 4? I think they came out and they showed it that year.
Oh, yeah,
and
the game came out in like,
it was like
30
days within
later.
4 months they were dropped. Yeah. Like, they dropped it at E3 and then it came out by November.
That was amazing.
And they dropped the game. They dropped Fallout Shelter that night too, which is one of that
I was at that E3 and like everyone was trying to download it on their phones at the same time. Yeah. Everybody who was standing in a corner was playing that game. It was a good year.
But yeah, I think besides that,
hard to back that up, dog.
besides that and what and Apex that came out with like a stealth release. Those are the only two games out of the 1,000 games we've seen released in the last 10 years. Ooh,
stealth release. Stealth release sounds so badass.
Yeah, so. That does.
So. I'm going to pitch that at my job next time we have an announcement. All right, Angus.
Let's do it.
Stick with me. Stealth release. you don't got to know the details. Stealth release. Wow, what a great show we had. A lot to look forward to. A lot to follow up on after E3 happens. And, you know, VGB will be here all along the way telling you all the good bits, helping you separate the stuff you don't need to be worried about, boiling it down to its nucleus, and then putting into our mouths, chewing it up, and regurgitating it into your mouth. That's what we like to do with information on this
show.
You're
the mother birds, and you are the baby birds.
You are our babies, our little listener babies. If you're bad, we're going to give you a spanking. Speaking of spanking, our resident butt expert, Kyle, what you got going on this week?
Oh, my God.
What's big? Are you guys getting that Blues Traveler DLC's got to be
Blues Traveler. Bro, we got some good stuff. I can't remember what we dropped because I will end up because I'm writing stuff like a month in advance. I will drop stuff that coming out for a month. But no, we got some sales going on. You can pick up on PlayStation if you're a PlayStation person. Autica's 40% off, 50% if you're PlayStation Plus. It's a super fun like shooty music game VR. And then Rock Band 4 Rivals bundle expansion 30% to 40% off.
Dang, that's a deal. That's a good deal. And then the BTS expansion coming out here pretty soon.
That would be...
That's what you need, though. That should be the number one. You should have a guy at your company, when he wakes up, he's trying to make that deal happen. When he goes to bed, he's just dreaming about
making that deal happen. We do have a... We have a person that does just those deals.
Yeah, he's gotta get into the BTS. From me to him. Look at McDonald's. I got the sauce today. McDonald's is
the international market.
Yeah. So get the
BTS with the Among Us chicken nugget.
How do people can people actually interact? Do you run the Twitter? Like, are you the one responding the messages?
I am the Twitter.
You are the Twitter.
I am the algorithm.
I am the Twitter. Yeah.
Is it at Harmonix? How do people find it?
At Harmonix and then at Rock Band. Those are my children.
I'm assuming nobody from your company listens to the show, so I'm going to put this out there very quietly. Follow at Harmonix, and then every time he tweets fire, you reply, give the social media manager a raise. Those are the best tweets. They feel so good as a social media manager when you get that reply. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, I hope my boss sees this next time raises come around.
Oh, so, I will screenshot it. You're like, here you go.
Do that for everybody in here. But... Actually, everybody on here, follow all of our brand accounts and please do that. You'll be our favorite people forever. So at Harmonix, give them some love. And then Lexi, you run a bunch of channels, so it's going to be a little bit harder to do that for you.
I run the WWE Games account as well as PGA Tour 2K and the WWE Games Battlegrounds account. So if you guys want to follow those, I would appreciate it. Also, there's a sale currently for Battlegrounds. It's 60% off for players that have their Switches for Nintendo right now.
That's a perfect game for the Switch. Perfect game for the Switch.
Great. So you guys should go get that. Also, don't forget to follow us on the WWE Games account and, you know, check in once in a while. You know, we spice up a little things over there. So make sure to keep your eyes peeled. And, thank you guys for being a great community.
There's been tons of 2K leaks going around that we didn't want to talk about because we would hate to put you in a bad spot. But when that stuff actually happens, she left the call. Well, I was going to say...
2K Leaks, gone.
She's gone. No, I was going to say, in a couple weeks,
that's
she'll...
a PR professional right there.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah, perfect timing.
That was not on purpose. I accidentally, literally, clicked exit by accident. That was hilarious, though.
After whatever,
I had no idea.
After whatever does or does not get announced that is 2K related, I'm looking forward to hearing your take on it. You'll be able to talk about all that stuff here after that, right?
I will not talk about anything, and I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, but next week she will. I promise you, everybody. She's going to have all the answers. Okay, if it's Macho Man, blink twice.
What?
Like she's just...
Oh my god.
Jada, what about you? Where can people interact with you directly? Like, do you have access to the IGN? Are you in the Discords? How can people hang out and be a part of your community?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm on the IGN Twitter. I'm not the only person currently because we have other folks that are posting other portions, but I can be found there. I'm in the IGN comments section, so feel free to stop by and say hi. You know, I'm posting questions with our articles that go through, so feel free to answer those questions. I might have, get your comments featured and pinned and get all the internet fame. All the internet that you points. Want. Yeah, internet points. That's what matters, right? And then you can also find me in my own Twitter, Jada_Rena.
IGN follows the San Francisco Shock, and we follow you guys back. Because San Francisco company, like we were kind of talking at some point with whoever was running the account, and they were fans. So it was pretty awesome to have a little follow from a little legitimacy from the big IGN. We might have to work out some deals because I want the SF Shock to be followed by The Undertaker. So I'm going to need Lexi to pull some contacts. You know, you got to know someone who knows somebody who could get us the follow from The Undertaker.
I know no one.
Two days ago, John Cena started following a bunch of people in the esports scene, and it made everybody go wild. He started following, and then Overwatch League team started begging for follows from John Cena. Never.
You're above that.
Never above would you. That. No, you will never see me tweet from Shock brand account begging any human being except The Undertaker to follow. So, Lexi, please. For my birthday. Wait. For my birthday.
For your birthday.
My birthday's in a month. Oh my God. Lexi, you have 1 month to get the Shock account followed by The Undertaker.
It's like your duty. Like, you have 1 month to make this happen. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you got to do it in 1 month.
We'll see. We'll follow up on my birthday. So that was our show. Thanks, everyone, for listening. For Kyle, Jade, Lexi, my name is Corey Sankey. Just been banged.